The Paul's tea industry reported record sales in 2020. The fabled tea land is growing greater quantities and greater varieties of loose and broken leaf teas, thanks to a government-initiated expansion of the industry to high-altitude gardens in non-traditional growing areas. Rural agrarian entrepreneurs are redefining offerings for an international market thirsty for the distinct taste of Himalayan-grown oolongs, white teas, and premium black whole leaf. In this segment, Arvinda Anantharaman introduces Asha Bhandari, newly named to promote trade at the Himalayan Tea Producers Cooperative, a consortium of all orthodox tea producers established in 2003.
Asha Bhandari is the International Trade and Promotion Executive at Himcoke Nepal, the marketing platform for producers of orthodox tea. Previously, she was with the International Trade Center working on a sustainable map project, and she was invited to take over this role at Himcoke. Here she speaks to us about her plans for Himcoke and what she sees as strengths, challenges, and opportunities for Nepal's tea industry. You've recently taken charge of trade and marketing for Himcoke. What challenges and opportunities does it present you with?
We have good quality tea, but we need to focus more on marketing, pricing, and our strategy to promote it in the international market. In Nepal, there are mostly SMEs, farmer-based production, strong factories, but we cannot call them a very strong in terms of capacity or the production, but strong in terms of the quality of tea that they make. And it's growing. It's growing every day. People are more focused into orthodox tea than CTC. And even in orthodox, there are varieties of tea that we Nepal has: Wulong, black tea, white tea. And what I'm seeing right now is many young tea planters who are involved in tea industry or who have started in the tea industry, they are more focused into the creativity, putting creativity on tea, like one of our factory does, Pathivara. It's a young factory, and they are playing with the taste of tea and the process of tea, and that has actually been a good output. After taking this role, the first thing I was excited about is to explore more SMEs, you know. We have 20 to 26 producers at Himcoke, but it's my future plan to include more SMEs and go to the farmers on their field, tasty, convince them that they have potential marketing outside the country and in export. So I was excited about to, include more of the SMEs. We have good teas, but the farmers are unaware about the pricing, about the packaging or invoicing, even about the Exim code. So I was excited to give that information to them and teach them, or at least help them how at least be able to export in near future. The position and the pressure that it's on my shoulder to sell the teas. At the starting point, I really felt a little bit worried if as an organization, we are not able to match up the sales of last year or the work that we've been doing last year. But I think it's with every industry. So I have calmed down myself now.
How has this year been so far?
Well, first flush was good, but not as much as used to be like in the years that I've been into tea, because there was hailstorm really in the first flush. So a few of our producers were sharing that how the hailstorm destroyed their tea, especially the bud. And it's been good so far. It's been good so far. But yes, there are situation and complications.
And are you expecting a good second flush with the weather? And
I am hopeful about that. I'm hopeful about that. While I'm talking about the situation is only 20 to 30%, where 70% are doing good. And second flush, I'm more looking for the white teas actually, because that has good price and good market value. We have specific buyers, small buyers for white tea, and they've been in questioning and inquiring about the white tea.
How does Himcoke play a role in the larger Nepal tea industry?
It was officially started in 2003. IMCOV is basically established as a joint marketing agent for the tea producers, common marketing platform, because at that time, no matter how much factory is doing well, but standing alone to export comes a lot of problems and a lot of, one cannot afford to stand alone and export tea. Yeah. Right now, there are a few factories that have been doing that. But 20 years back, it was, IMCOV was a thing because it jointly used to do marketing for them. A lot of teas has been sold from IMCOV. So it was established to promote Nepali tea, Nepali orthodox tea and organic tea in international market. IMCOV works on a cooperative model. So they are a member of IMCOV and they've been sending us the every season sample and we've been forwarding it to our buyers, searching buyer for them. And that's how we work. And even last year, even there was a COVID situation and we as an organization did not stop because of the COVID and we kept providing samples to our buyer. And last year was the highest sales of IMCOV in this entire 20 years or 18 years of its establishment.
Would you say Nepal Tea as a brand has been established? What do you hope to see IMCOV do in this space?
I would say it's on the process. Established, not yet. Long way to go, but I think for now, for the factories that we are selling, for the buyers they are buying, it has already been established. But for the new market, I would not say the whole tea world market. Most of them knows about it, but few of them are unaware about it. In terms of buyers, they do recognize Nepal as being very good in weather or in the process. They do expect that if it's from Nepal, it will be good. And for IMCOV, I want to take it as a settle or establish as a marketing brand in the future.